The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Tylenol PM Rapid Release Gels. They combine the fast pain relief of Tylenol with a sleep aid that, when used as directed, is non-habit forming. Feel better. Tylenol PM. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's taken 28 years, but finally oil prices have set a new record. When the price of a barrel passed $103 yesterday, it was the highest inflation-adjusted price ever. Another story to tell the grandkids when they ask, "Grandpa, tell us again what it was like when people had cars." More after this from Charlie. The price of oil has been cheerfully dancing up there above $100 a barrel. But what's strange about that price is that there is no oil shortage. In fact, the government reports that oil supplies are actually rising. Economists say it's all because of the futures market, which is where traders set the price of oil that doesn't exist yet, and they set it based on fear. So that oil prices are no longer based on how much oil there actually is, but on how afraid we are that it might run out. Once upon a time, oil producers actually had to withhold oil to get the price to go up. Now, they just have to make you think they might. The other factor is that oil is priced in dollars, and the value of the dollar, as we know, is dropping, in part because, try to follow this, because the government has lowered interest rates to stimulate the economy, except that we have an oil-dependent economy. And nothing slows down an oil-dependent economy like higher oil prices, so that by stimulating the economy, we could push it into recession. In the meantime, the price of gas is now 70 cents higher than a year ago, but we don't care about that because at least it wasn't a tax. If Congress had raised the gas tax by the same amount to, say, fix roads and bridges and create jobs here at home, voters would go crazy. But as long as the extra 70 cents is going to Saudi princes, we're fine. I guess it's because we know their country needs it more than ours does. Those indoor ski resorts in the desert don't come cheap. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, March 4th, 2008.